Blog Talk Radio.
In the morning, bright and early, and as I mentioned a long time ago, seems like a year ago now, that this year I would start doing shows with guests again. It's been a while, a lot of stuff has happened. Some of you know my story in regards to my father and everything, but I'm still plugging away and can't stop me. So today we're going to have a special guest, someone who is very close and dear to me, someone who I respect a whole lot, and I'm going to read you a little bit about her. Her name is Baige Fletcher. Baige is someone who has proven that you can be a woman and achieve any goal that you want to. She has inspired thousands of women around the world through her books, appearances on Dr. Phil, her video blogs about relationships, health, business, and most important, how to be empowered. And now she's coming to you. You see, she's going to be holding a series of workshops called Design Your Life, okay? And Los Angeles is going to be the next location for that, and that's the reason we have her on the show today. I don't want to give everything away, so you do have to listen and hear from Baige herself on what she's actually doing. But you're going to get to learn about who she is, her background, why she's such an expert on so many different topics, what motivated her to create the Design Your Life workshop, and what you can expect if you do attend. And, of course, expect the unexpected. So if you're a young lady or a woman of experience and you want to hear this great voice of encouragement, a voice of strength, a voice of confidence, definitely tune in today. Make sure you let everybody else know. You can call in and listen on your phone, 646-652-4479. And, of course, you can listen on your laptop, computer, or desktop by going to blogtalkradio.com/IMTM Worldwide. Now, that's a little bit about Baige, and as we await her arrival on the show, I'm going to go ahead and kind of talk about, I guess, the word empowerment and how it relates to just anyone in general, really, independence, being able to do the things that you want to do. A lot of people kind of shun away from even the thought of it. They've already kind of given up that, you know, however their life is currently is exactly how it's going to be. And a lot of people, they do need that little bit of a push. They need that motivation. They need to see something, a glimpse, a hope, a symbol, a sign, however you want to term it, to say, you know what, maybe I should at least try to do it. Okay? Because you do limit yourself if you never put yourself in a position to say, well, there's a goal, there's a dream, there's an aspiration that I would like to maybe achieve, but I don't know how, I don't know why I should do it. You know, that sounds kind of strange, don't you think? Why shouldn't you do it? You know, why should you be where you are if that's not where you want to be, if you don't like it? Okay, this is like eating, you know, something bad tasting. Why would you keep eating it if it's bad tasting, right? Bluebell homemade ice cream got recalled because of Listeria. Why would you keep eating it when you know it might kill you, right? So if it's a dream or a goal or aspiration that you have and you want to do that rather than whatever it is you're doing, whatever that might be, doesn't matter, why wouldn't you want to do it? Okay, what are the reasons that makes people hesitate? You see, and some of that is what I'm going to be asking Beige today, especially when it comes to women. Okay. Right now we are having a little technical difficulty, it seems. So what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna take a quick break, and I'm gonna come right back, and we'll see if we have Ms. Beige Fletcher online for y'all. This is Chris, IMT and Worldwide Radio. In the meantime, be sure to let your friends and family know who definitely you think would appreciate this show. For what I mentioned earlier, have them call in 646-652-4479, or they can listen to it on their laptop, computer, and or desktop by going to blogtalkradio.com/IMTN Worldwide. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Be right back. Special guest is Beige Fletcher, who is going to be bringing her Design Your Life workshop to Los Angeles, California. And I'm going to go ahead and do a quick plug for her as we await for her arrival on the show. Design Your Life workshop, women's workshop. The actual date is May 9th. This is going to be in Los Angeles, California. And the time is going to be from 12 to 3 o'clock. And you can get your ticket by going to her website, www.missbeige, that's spelled B as in boy, A as in apple, J as in Jacob, E as in Edward.com, missbeige.com, and you have all the ticket information there. And this is coming from her actual event flyer, collaborate with other goal-oriented women, learn to exceed your goals, build your credit, buy a home, invest, be financially free, and be your own boss. Now, that last one, be your own boss. Now, if you didn't know, Beige has been independent of anybody as far as working for anybody for over a decade. Okay, she has multiple streams of income coming in, and it's not just from her entertainment capabilities, because she, of course, has been in different television shows, different events, different films, all kind of different things. So she's been able to build for herself an income stream that has taken care of all of her needs, and she wants to be able to teach women that as well. So you got to be there, but you got to get a ticket. So go to her website, www.missbeige.com, and you'll be able to get all that information. Now, I believe we might have Miss Beige on the line, so let's go ahead and see if we can bring her into the show this morning.
Chris. Hey, Chris.
Hello, Paige. How you doing there?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. We got you on. So, are you ready?
I'm born ready.
Okay, there you go. Well, everyone, I want to welcome Ms. Paige Fletcher on the line. And I've already introduced her for my end of the spectrum. So, Paige, if you could introduce yourself to the audience.
The name is Paige Fletcher, B-A-J-E, but sounds like the color. I've been in the entertainment industry probably about 10 years, modeling and acting before I transitioned into writing books and life coaching. So that's what I've been doing for the last 5 or so years.
All right. So let's get right into it. Number one, the first question, what is the Design Your Life Workshop?
The Design Your Life Workshops, later on I'll do the workshops for men, but right now I'm just concentrating on women because I think we need the most help, and we are the leaders, but a lot of women don't know that, and they say the way you give over your power is by thinking that you don't have any. But Design Your Life Workshops, I just it's an empowerment workshop and a goal-setting workshop for women where I show them how to map out their goals and shortcuts on how to achieve their goals in a shorter period of time. I also show them ways to overcome adversity, ways to be financially free, and I have a section, what I call Beauty, Brains, and Balance, just showing them how to tap into their power as women and how to increase self-image and self-confidence.
Let me ask you this, because I actually mentioned some of those in your introduction earlier. Was there a moment that actually triggered the need for you to create this workshop?
Yeah, just reading the letters from women who read my book and come to me for advice, and a lot of them say, like, they want to go out, they want to accomplish their goals, they want to do things that's outside the norm, but they don't have anybody to do it with, so they don't do it at all, because the people in their immediate circle, their friends and family, don't have the same mindset as them, and they just ask me to pair them up with women in their area, or do I know somebody they can hang out with, and things like that. So that prompted me to do the workshop. I'm like, okay, how awesome would it be to have a room full of women who have the same goals? So I have women introduce themselves, what they do, to see if there's any synergy in the room or anybody who has the same interests or likes or ideas or goals, and I pair them up that way. So hopefully in these workshops, we are able to form lifelong sisterships.
Okay.
So that's what it's about. It's about female empowerment and forming a support system among ourselves.
Well, there's nothing wrong with
together.
That. Yeah, I like that. Well, actually, you kind of brought me into the next question. For women, what do you believe is the one thing that holds them back from pursuing goals that they might have?
Themselves. Yeah, pretty much themselves. And a workshop shows them how to get out of their own way, because until you hold yourself accountable, then nothing will change. If you're pointing a finger at your boss, at your ex, at your baby's father, at your mom, like, nothing will ever change, because they are external factors. You can't change them, but you can change yourself and you can change your choices. Okay, maybe your choices in men, maybe your choices in the type of jobs you seek. But if you write down what's been holding you back, I'm sure you'll find some common factors. And a lot of time those factors have to do with ourselves and the choices we make. So once you can change your mind, then you can change your life. And I show women how to take steps to do that.
That is smart.
It's their choices that hold them back.
Well, that's a great simple explanation right there. You kind of touched on some of them. If you could, don't mind, for the audience, name three main themes that you will cover in your workshops. And you've already kind of let the cat out of the bag. You are going to be doing some workshops for men, in the future. But right now, for women, what are the three main themes that you're going to be covering in your workshops?
The three main things I would be covering in this particular workshop, because this particular workshop I'm focusing on finance, just being financially free. So I'm showing women how to redefine success, because a lot of times we think that, like, we hold ourselves by somebody else's standards. Oh, look at Beyonce. Oh, look at Oprah. Why don't I have that? And you have to redefine success for yourself. And you may say, okay, I want to be successful. What's your definition of being successful? And a lot of times we try to live in this mold that our parents or other people have kind of made for us. And I tell women not to do that, like, set your own goals. And maybe financial freedom is not to be a millionaire for you. It's a lot of ways you can live a millionaire lifestyle without actually having $1 million in your bank account. So I'll teach women how to redefine success. And another big thing I'm big on is residual income, because a lot of women, a lot of people in general, they kind of measure up every job they have. It's just income that is earned. So if they can't work anymore, if they stop working, then the money also stops. So I show women how to create different streams of passive and residual income, which is what I'm big on, because it doesn't matter if you're making a lot of money if you don't have a chance to enjoy it. If you can't take more than 2 weeks off a year, that's ridiculous. So I show women how to always have money coming in. And another thing, I teach them the importance of thinking about retirement now and not dependent on the government for their retirement, because personally, I don't think Social Security is going to be around when it's time for us to retire, us women who are in our 20s, 30s, 40s. And I tell women, don't wait until you're eligible for retirement to start thinking about it. Start thinking about it now. Put a little money away every week, every month from now. Start looking at other places you want to retire besides the U.S., because your money can go a lot longer in different countries like Costa Rica or, a lot of different countries. So those are three things I will be discussing, just redefining success, different streams of income, and retirement is also one, among a bunch of other stuff, but those are the top three.
ladies, I hope you're listening. Be selfish. Start saving that money now. Let me ask you this. Your next workshop is going to be in Los Angeles. Was there a particular reason why you selected that as the next city for your workshops?
Yes, definitely. I selected Los Angeles because I used to live there myself for a few years, so I'm familiar with the market. And it's like 10 times hard living in L.A., being a woman, being a single woman, because it's everything there kind of thrives off entertainment, and it's mostly males that rule the entertainment world, and a lot of women think that they have to do a lot of extra stuff in order to get on or in order to get ahead in their careers. And I don't think that's it's hard, but I think there are other ways. So I'm just bringing some different options to those women, because you'll only have your youth and your beauty for so long. One of my close friends would say, don't waste your pretty. While you're young and while you're pretty, like, yeah, that's nice, but it's not always going to be like that. So I'm just telling women to look into other options where you can be financially free, and sharing some ways that I would be able, that I have been able to come independent and make my own rules and live my own life and make my own money. And it's hard figuring out this womanhood thing. It comes with no blueprint. It comes with no book. So I've learned a lot along the way by reading and by the mentors that I've met along the way. And I just want to share what I've learned with other women.
And that's very reasonable and fair. And I mentioned that word independence earlier in your introduction, how you have direct experience on how to do it. And so anyone who decides to make that decision to go to www.missbeige.com and get a ticket will be able to find out how. Before we go to break.
And that's Missbeige as in MissBeige.com.
All right. Thank you for making sure we got that clarity on that. For all you who don't know Beige, Beige isn't the most sports-oriented person in the world. Let me just say that. But out of the blue, she might end up at the Kentucky Derby or the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight. Have you chosen yet?
Yes, I'm going to the fight. I fly out tonight.
All right. See, I knew it. I guess, right? So let's do this. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back with Ms. Bage as she talks about the Design Your Life workshops that are coming up in Los Angeles. Bage, don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Hello?
Chris, where are you at?
I'm in a bed asleep. Why?
Chris, you're supposed to be at the studio. Flick is looking for you.
What time is it?
5 o'clock.
Oh, man.
Chris, you have to do better than this. Don't you know all this competition that's out here? It's all about the competition.
As you can see, I'm not at home being lazy and idle. Instead, I'm writing rhymes. You are hearing poet recitals, creating thoughts in your mind. Remind you of Bible, 10 Commandments, 10 Plagues, even Samson the Lala. Besides that, establishing myself in this game. Not concerned about the chips, whips, chicks, or the fame. But if it comes, so be it. You won't hear me complain. Just as long as you don't ever, ever forget my name. INTELLEGT, representing ATL and the Fountain City. I had the microphone in my hand for the 96. Now my calendar is full. On the regular hectic, you better believe I feel the need to prove myself. You got to beat me above nobody else. I place myself, but if it gets down to it, I will be the lighter and you can be the fluid. He's on fire. I'm in the game like EA. Won't be bowing down as if I was your sensei to anyone. That's the answer to the question. Will he be like everyone else? I won't keep you guessing. To be unique, that's the essence of my mission. That is why it's all about the competition. Competition, 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 you know I know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition. Hey everyone, this is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. We are back on the air live with Ms. Bage Fletcher, who is bringing her Design Your Life workshop to Los Angeles. And on the note of fame and popularity and things of that nature, Ms. Bage, you're still with us, right?
Still here.
All right. How do you feel about women with fame, popularity, the spotlight, use their influence today when it comes to the overall image of women today? How do you feel? Do you have thoughts about that?
Yes, I have thoughts about that. Where shall I start? With social media today and even the radio, and I do believe in freedom of speech and freedom of expression, but when I feel like you put the mic or a spotlight on people who don't have much to talk about or things that aren't positive to talk about, then the effects on society is crippling. It's crippling, and it has a lot to do with just going through life and experiencing life as an individual and maturity, because a lot of the pictures I put out even 5 years ago, I wouldn't really put them out now. I wouldn't really put them out now, and that's just because I've learned who I am and where I want to go as a individual and as a woman. I don't know. I think a lot of women in general just need help, especially while they're under like 25, because all they think they have is the external. All they think they have is their body, and it's sad when you'll put out something positive on social media, you get a few likes, but you take, you know, a shot in your lingerie or a naked picture, and then you get all these darn likes. But at the end of the day, you have to think about who's liking those pictures. Most of these people, they don't really have a life. They don't have goals of their own. They're not going to help you get ahead, and a like isn't going to really translate into money unless you really have products to sell at the end of the day, or you're advertising on your social media page or something like that. So to the women out there, I'm just saying, don't take pictures or don't post things you may regret later. You may not be married now, or you may not have any kids now, but whatever you put out there now, especially in the age of the internet, it kind of lingers around forever. So don't do anything or post anything you think that you'll regret later. So just keep the end in mind. You may not know which direction that you want to go into now, but just try to stay a little bit on the safe side. No naked pictures. Keep the swimsuits are fine, you know, when you're at the beach, but the lingerie shots, just cause, like, keep them to a minimum, because at the end of the day, do you want the admiration of all these guys that you're not really interested in, or the respect of the one man that you will be interested whenever he comes along? But just keep your image in mind.
And there it is, ladies, and just because I've had to experience it, it's hard getting stuff off the internet, ladies. I'm just telling you, it's difficult. So please listen to Paige on that one. Quick question. I shouldn't say quick question. I got two questions left for you. And either or, we might ask one question, then take another break and let you answer the other question in a long sentence or two. But question one, how did your books, A Gold Digger's Guide and The Breakup Guide, play a part you are looking to do for women?
How do my books play a part in what I want to do for women? Well, the reason I wrote the book was for women. The first book I wrote, A Gold Digger's Guide, How to Get What You Want Without Giving It Up, and I scratched out the G-O-L-D, turned it to G-O-A-L. I wrote that because my girlfriends always came to me for advice on how I was able to get what I want in the dating world without having to sleep around for it. And one of them jokingly said, girl, you should write a book. And I picked up my laptop and started typing within the next minute or so, and forgot about it. And then resumed maybe a year later after I met one of my mentors, happens to be James Cannon. He's Nick Cannon's dad, and he encouraged me to finish the book, which I did. So it's a book with 117 lessons that I've learned along the way as a woman and getting what I want, from negotiating to not settling to just navigating the dating world. So I shared what I've learned with women. And some of the stuff go deep, like how I was raised and things like that, or some things that I went through as a child, which I didn't want to put in a book because, you know, I just didn't like that feeling of vulnerability. But my mentor, James, he's like, no, you have to include those private moments. You have to include you growing up, because that's how people can relate to you. And I'm glad I did, because women write to me every day still, even though that's the first book has been out about 5 years. But women still write to me and just tell me how they bond with me and how I feel like a sister to them, just because I really opened up. So in hindsight, I'm glad that I did it, because it has impacted thousands of lives, and people can check out the reviews on Amazon.com about it. And people ask me, why did I choose to become a life coach? But I never really chose it. I never knew what a life coach was before I wrote my book, but once I wrote my book, women started writing into me saying they love the book, but they have specific questions or specific needs that they just need some advice on. And that's how I became a life coach, because the women delegated me. And while they wrote to me about their problems, one thing in particular stood out to me, just the women who were going through breakups, because once you go through a breakup, it's not like you can turn it off at the end of the day. It's not something you can take off after a certain time. It really impacts every part of your life. It impacts how you deal with your kids, how you deal with your family, how you operate on your job. Because when your mind is gone, like, you can't really focus on anything else. So my second book is called The Breakup Guide, How to Get Over It in Half the Time. And I just showed women how to stay busy and set goals so you're not really thinking about your ex. And I think that book has helped them a lot as well.
Well, you know, Paige, you know, personal experience can never be overestimated. And I hope, again, all the ladies that are listening can appreciate that. What we're going to do real quick, as we come to the end of the live show, we're going to have Paige on the other end. So definitely keep on listening. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Going to be right back with our final question from Ms. Paige Fletcher. Bade, you're still there, right?
I'm still hanging in here.
All right, hanging in there. I appreciate that. All right, so the final question I have for you for today's interview is, I had told you that after I read The Breakup Guide that I realized that you were truly living the book. Now, in general mm-hmm. terms, can you relate how a woman can go from a low point and raise themselves up out of any situation, whether business or a relationship, and you can pick either one?
I would say live your life for you. And I'm going to say I'm going to pick the business aspect of it because relationships will always come. Men will always pursue women till the end of time. But from a business point of view, how you can go from a low point to picking yourself up, one quote comes to mind. I'm big on quotes. I love quotes. But one quote comes to mind. It says, be careful whose opinion you ask for, because when you adapt their opinion, you pretty much adapt their lifestyle. So if it's people in your immediate circle that you're waiting for approval or waiting for from advice or always going to for advice, like, stop, because they're in your same circle. Like, they can't really tell you much information that can elevate you. You have to step outside your box and seek mentors, start reading books, start going to seminars and networking events. And people ask me, how do you find a mentor? One, you can just, if you don't have direct access to them, try to find a book that they've written and read it, or try to find newspaper articles on them or magazine articles on them and read them, or online articles and read them. Try to go to YouTube and listen to every speech they ever made and everything they ever talked about. Just try to soak up as much information as you can. And if it's somebody that you think you do have access to, then send them an email, or if you can get a hold of their phone number or their office phone number, leave a message. It won't hurt. The worst thing that can happen is they say no, and you'll just start back where you started in the first place. But you can't be scared. You can't be scared. Go on their website. Most times there's a contact button. Just leave a message saying that they inspire you and you'd like to be their mentee and see what they say. But you have to actively seek mentors, because that's the only way you're really going to get ahead. You don't have to start from scratch. You don't have to figure out where you want to go on your own. There's tons of people who already been to where you're trying to go, and most of them are willing to help you because they know that's a part of giving back, and that's a part of why they became successful in the first place, because somebody poured into them. So that's what I would say. Seek mentors and step outside your comfort zone.
Wow. I mean, that, again, I keep repeating the fact that, you know, hopefully as many women who are tuning in are really listening to the things that you're telling them, because, again, these are firsthand experiences and mm-hmm. and she's an expert. You know, that's what it comes down to, y'all. And that's the reason I had her on the show, so that way you can get a further appreciation of why whenever the Design Your Life workshop comes to your city, you need to be there, okay? Again, Bade, I want to say thank you for taking some time out of your busy schedule there in the city of Atlanta, ATL, Hotlanta, and being able to come in and again, spread your ideas, spread your passion. I mentioned that in your intro. Mm-hmm. You're very passionate about this. This is just not, and like you said, you didn't choose it. You were basically brought into it, you know, as mm-hmm. far as you being able to impart your knowledge to people. Mm-hmm. Give us how everybody can reach you on social media. I almost forgot.
On social media, on Instagram, it's Miss Bade, MissBage. On Facebook, it's also Miss Bade, MissBage. On YouTube, it's Bade Fletcher. And on Twitter, it's Model Bade, ModelBage. But check out my website. Get your ticket today, because seating is limited. I like to have my workshops in a more intimate setting. So, I'm going to cut off the ticket purchases soon. So get your ticket today, and hopefully we can meet in person, and hopefully I can share some of this knowledge that I've acquired over the last decade or so. Thanks for having me, Chris. I really appreciate you.
All right. You take care now, Bade. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay. Bye.
Well, everyone, that is today's show. I want to, again, thanks Ms. Beige Fletcher for coming in. If you're in L.A. or if you know someone in L.A., they need to be at the Design Your Life workshop. Tell all the women that you know they need to be there. They won't regret it. It is May 9th from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Again, visit www.MissBeige, B-A-J-E, B as in boy, A as in apple, J as in Jacob, E as in network.com for ticket info. And that's going to be the show today. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Hope y'all love the show. We'll hope to have Ms. Beige on again very soon. Y'all take care. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio.